Money Talks, brought to you by Chase Financial Options.
Well, listen, let's come back to something we mentioned before, because as you said, one of the most popular investment areas at the moment is these so-called green funds. Again, just remind us what that actually means. How do you actually qualify to be in this area?
It's been changing over the last couple of years. As ESG, or environmental social governance funding, has actually become more and more popular, in a way, they've actually started running out of things to invest in. So what they've originally, as I say, they were called ethical funds, and they were very high standards. There was things like they would only invest in companies that don't work in tobacco, or no gun manufacturing, or investing in or not investing in certain third world countries in terms of, you know, what we consider to be the slave trade and those side of things. So people were very much on the basis of looking for companies that were doing the right things. Nowadays it's become, and that's why they've changed the moniker to environmental, social and governance, because the environmental side, absolutely, they're looking at companies which are trying to make a change to the world. So the people that are developing electric cars, and people that are developing hydrogen and using that as an alternative energy source. A lot of that also is about making the planet a better place. And I think we all sort of learned through COVID and sitting out in the garden or looking out the window at the countryside that, you know, we want to keep the world better, and we want to actually make more of an effort. So I think a lot of people have invested on that basis. You've then got the social side, and that's investing in companies that are investing in its people and not exploiting them. So you do have a couple of companies which kind of pop in there. You think, why are they there? You know, the fast food chain, one of them in particular, is in there, but they've done an awful lot to look after their staff, and also environmentally they've actually changed the ways they do things. So this is quite a powerful tool to actually make bigger corporations stand up and do the correct thing, so that they can get included in this club.
So does that mean you get quite a lot of detail about the business that you're investing in? Because obviously, if you want to make sure this is as green or as, you know, socially responsible this business as it possibly can be, you want to know the facts, don't you?
Absolutely. You can break it down into the individual companies that you invest in. And certainly we do get clients asking us to go down into that sort of level of detail. But there are rating agencies as well. So therefore, the ESG rating agencies will basically tell you, they give them scores, you know, 1 to 10 or 1 to 5, depending on which agency it is that you're actually looking at, and they will show you what they do invest in. Certain people are particularly interested in not investing in companies that will fell trees or you know, do any sort of damage to the rainforest, and they may be more environmentally swayed, in which case there's some funds which are particularly anti that, or actually investing in companies which are trying to come up with alternatives.
Gosh, there's a lot to think of, isn't there?
It's a big world. And as I say, they are finding more and more companies to invest in all the time, because once you've invested in a company, you've kind of run out of that one. So you need to find something else to invest in. But I think overall it's a good thing, and I think it's going to start bringing things forward. New technologies, health provision, all of these sort of things. Things such as gyms, some of the funds invest in, just to try and get a healthier community to make things sort of move forward. So I think it's not a bad thing at all. And the fact that we've seen such a increase in people investing in it means that this is clearly what people want to do, and they are making the most money at the moment.
So it's not quite the dark and dirty world that you might previously thought it
to
be.
Not at all. I mean, they don't invest in oil. So you know, it's certainly going in that direction. So if I think if the government says, actually, let's ban all petrol cars, diesel cars by a certain time, the companies that are now actually trying to work through the green technology, they're the ones that are going to be the winners in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So people are buying into that and investing now.
And I'm guessing as well, I mean, we're talking about investments here, and what you really want to be able to do is speak to somebody like Paul, who's very knowledgeable about this, and say, what are your top tips, Paul? But I'm guessing they change like minute by minute.
Constantly, yeah, the stock market. And it depends on the individual as well. I mean, a lot of people, as I've said, we see clients that come along and they say they have X amount and you know, we want to invest it. And sometimes we say, we don't really need to invest it. We need to try and outpace inflation to make sure that the money holds its value. But actually, you don't need to take that level of risk. Whereas we get some people, for example, my daughter is off to university in 15 years' time, hopefully, we shall see. But I've started a university fund. So I'm investing in the highest risk portfolios that we have, simply so that I can build up a biggest fund as I possibly can do. So we'll see. So fingers crossed.
And the key word is, you know, you've said this to us previously as well, if you want to look after your money, if you want to make your money work for you, it's about diversification, isn't it?
Very much so. Diversification, make sure that you don't have all your eggs in one basket, that old saying. But the key really is just to know what you're willing to risk to and then speak to somebody that's actually, you know, listens to that and doesn't put your money at any further risk than they need to.
And as we say, you have a team of very, very well-versed advisors who can help us on this.
Very much so. Yeah, we have a full investment team who know an awful lot more than I do. So please come along and have a chat with them at Chase Wealth. Based in Douglas.
Because it's not as scary a world as you might think either, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. We're very transparent. We're transparent with fees. We're transparent with the risk levels that people are willing to accept, with past performance figures. One thing that I always do say, and I have to say at the bottom of every advert that we do, is that past performance cannot guarantee future performance. And that's the key thing. You have to manage these things. So you have to have someone that is actively looking after them for you.
Chase Financial Options, celebrating 25 years of providing advice on mortgages, protection, investments, pension and cash flow planning to island residents. Money Talks on 1 to 3.